Tim, thank you so much for your time.
G'day, Julia.
Hi. So can you tell me about your collaboration with the charity 107 Projects to revive this tradition of Speaker's Corner?
So, like, I've always liked going down there on a Sunday to watch the speakers. I mean, this has been going for about 140 years, this, you know, cultural institution. And they've had massive crowds, as you say, you know, like 200,000 people down there when Jack Lang defied the British banks and refused to pay the loans during the Great Depression and that. So it's got an amazing history. I used to go down there all the time and I thought, this could actually be zhuzhed up, you know what I mean? This could actually be brought into the modern age with a bit of a live stream. So we've got a live stream, got a couple of cameras down there this afternoon, we'll be sending it off to Facebook. So I went to the City of Sydney Council and said, if you guys give me a bit of money, I can work with some other organisations to have a, you know, really have a good go at this, like produce it like you might a radio or TV show, get some good speakers there and do a really good live stream as well as a really good live event. So they gave me a bit of cash, and then I teamed up with 107, the community organisation that you mentioned in Redfern, and they've helped me out with all kinds of logistics and media and even deceits and stuff. And, we put it on kind of once a month, they've been fun.
That's fantastic. And today is an election special. What parties do you expect to talk today? What will the debates look like?
We're going to kick off with the Hemp Party. Dr. Andrew Catalaris is going to come down and tell us why we should give the Hemp Party our number one vote on the Senate ticket in New South Wales. Then the Science Party with Andrea Leong. Now, she's got some great ideas. She says we need to end ageing. They want to end ageing, which is a pretty lofty thing to want to do. They also want to build a new city between Sydney and Canberra called Turing, named after the famous mathematician. And this city will have about 1 million people, and it will have a minimum height building restriction, not a maximum one, because they want to create high-density living so that people can walk and ride everywhere, so it's really efficient, and then they can just commute to those two metros for work on a super-fast train. There's some pretty cool ideas there. Then we've got Sophie York from the Australian Conservatives. So she's actually spoken at Speaker's Corner before, and she comes. That's Corey Bernardi's new party, and she's going to bring some ideas for us to chew on. Then Mark Ptolemy from the Australian Workers' Party, he's fantastic. He's with the ALP and he got jack of them and he started his own party. I think they're actually the youngest party that we've got coming along. Then the Animal Justice Party. Now, you remember, Julie, that they actually got someone up in the upper house in New South Wales, like just by the skin of their teeth. Now, they've got some pretty interesting policies. I was speaking to Michael yesterday, who's their candidate, and he was saying to me, look, we want to end animal agriculture. And that's a pretty big thing to say, you know what I mean? Like,
huge,
we have a lot
yeah.
of people on the land. I said, well, okay, you're worried about, you know, land clearing and stuff. Why don't we just see kangaroos? He said, well, that's not much better. We actually want a royal commission into the kangaroo slaughter industry. So I was, like, blown away. Like, very, 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 very fresh ideas to me, at least. And that's what we're hoping to do. You know, the Savo is this sort of, like, let people know that these guys have actually got some very different ideas, and you just don't get to hear them because the major parties just take up all the airtime, you know. Then we've got the Together Party. Mark Swivel, he's a funny fella. I think he's running half as a joke and half as some serious policies. We've got the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers, Brett Cook. He wants to bring back national service. So there you go. If you're a fighting age, Julia, after the election, you might be... You might be doing some training. The Flux Party with Max Kay, they basically want to change the way we vote. So they want to have, if they get elected, they'll have a smartphone app where you can vote on legislation. So that, say, gay marriage, right? So everyone in New South Wales who's, you know, qualifies in that they live in the right state that they're elected in, you can tell them what the way to vote. So they almost don't have any policies. They're just sort of like a conduit for more democracy because they think that we need to be able to vote on more stuff.
Oh, wow.
Socialist Alliance is coming down, Susan Price. She's fantastic. We'll hear from her. The Seniors United Party is coming along, Julia. Kerry Colliardis. And so they've got some interesting policies, obviously focused at seniors and older people. The Pirate Party... with John August. Now, they are basically about the internet and making sure the internet stays nice and free. They're also pro-euthanasia, which is actually a state issue, but they'll be talking a bit about that. Is that enough or do you need more?
Yeah, I mean, there are 35 parties in this election. And as you said, they don't get the media coverage they necessarily should be getting, or, you know, we don't really see much of them. And what is it about this event that kind of, you know, we're there in person, are we lacking this in real life, that kind of we just don't really listen to the other side? And I feel like this event kind of opens up the debate and forces you to listen to the other side, even if you're, you know, kind of opposed to the way other people think. I think that's why this is so powerful.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, I don't know how many times you've been out to dinner or you're with a group of people and they're sort of half listening and half on their phone. This forces people to be present now, you know what I mean? You're actually in a park in a beautiful part of Sydney and you listen to someone speak and share ideas. And it's different to a lot of other events, like, say, Q&A, because you can actually talk back, you know what I mean? Like, comments and questions are encouraged while the person's speaking. So it actually can be quite dramatic, as you might expect. Mm. It's quite fiery. You know what I mean? But look, to be honest with you, I'm like you. I work in the media and I'm on Twitter and I'll write columns. And on Twitter and on comment sections of things I've written, the nasty, scarifying stuff that I cop is just so intense. And, you know, I suppose from my perspective, a lot of the people that will say nasty stuff to you are completely anonymous. They literally have no face. They literally have no name. Mm. So you're there with your name and your face out there saying stuff, taking positions, and they're just hacking you and ankle-tapping you without even revealing who they are. Do you know what I mean? Which I think is incredibly gutless. And that's why something like this Speaker's Corner is so refreshing, because you can't do that. Do you know what I mean? You've got to say it to someone's face. You've got to actually have the debate. And that's what's sort of refreshing about it, I suppose.
Completely, completely. And most of our debates nowadays are relegated to, you know, Facebook comment section or Twitter hashtags. And yeah, those keyboard warriors are, yeah, a bit worrying. just to wrap up, because we're almost out of time, this is live streamed. How can we access this online?
That's another great thing that 107 Projects are doing for us, or 107 there in Redfern, is that we're actually running the live stream off their Facebook page, because they've got so many members, because they're just so tapped into the local community there with so many different projects. So 107 Projects, 107, just go, like, you know, search for it in Facebook and then you'll find their main page.
Perfect.
And then you can jump on there. We've also got Facebook events and stuff which will point you in the right direction, Speaker's Corner 2.0.
Or you can head down physically in person. 2 p.m.
is it? People down there. And listen, everyone keeps saying to you, but it's Mother's Day. It's like, yeah, I know, but just bring your mum. Julia, bring your mum.
I'll suggest it to her. I'll run it by her, see what she says. Sounds great. Tim, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Good morning, Julia.